Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the program today. In Loving Life, Poems of Inspiration and Enlightenment, poem Robin Hosking reminds us that we all are all born to love. We are never without love, as love is a part of all of us. Robin believes that if we love, we live. If we stop living or turn away from the love offered to us, we die. Loving Life is a heartfelt anthology of poems of inspiration and enlightenment. Robin Hosking is a spiritual, intuitive Canadian poet on a mission of love. Robin started writing as a teenager to inspire, empower, and encourage others. Robin has previously published two other books, Seeing Life, Poems of Empowerment and Self-Confidence, as well as Living Life, Poems and Reflections. Robin Hosking, author of Loving Life, Poems of Inspiration and Enlightenment. By the way, all three of her books are recipients of the Golden Plume Award of Literary Excellence for authors with exceptional writing styles. And Robin Hosking is our guest on This Week in America. Robin, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here, Rick.
It's so fascinating to have you and what you've done and how you've shaped the lives of so many people, helped them with the books that you've written. I mentioned the other two books that are the foundation for Loving Life. Talk about writing the other books and the other two books and how they lead into Loving Life.
Seeing Life, Poems of Empowerment and Self-Confidence. It represents everyday life for all types of individuals. To help them find comfort, inspiration, and empowerment. So it basically takes you on different levels, the three books. Seeing life is basically like, you could say, I guess, the mundane view. So it's like you're really low and you're really analyzing, like, well, what am I doing? What's my life all about? Why am I really here? Why am I going through what I'm going through? That type of a stuff. And Loving Life, Poems and Reflections represents connections in life. So it's like we can see how we're connected to everything. We're all connected to everyone and everything, and we're not alone. So we're on a, with that one, we're on a little higher platform of viewing life. And then that leads up to Loving Life, which gives us a higher perspective.
I love what you've done with the series of books. Our guest is Robin Hosking. That's H-O-S-K-I-N-G. You'll find the books available at writersrepublic.com in the bookstore. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on and get information on Robin and order the books there as well. You've done such a remarkable job in helping so many people with these three books. Are you planning to continue publishing?
Yes, I am. I'm planning to continue with Writers Republic. That is, of course, unless I get an agent that's willing to pick me up and work with me.
Well, that would be nice. That would be, and hopefully that will happen. And again, the reviews of the books have been just excellent. And again, helping people. And we'll talk about specifically Loving Life, Poems of Inspiration and Enlightenment as we go through our conversation with Robin on the program. I touched on your background, and you've started writing at an early age. Talk about that. How long have you been writing poetry?
I started writing poetry when I was about 13, I would say. It just helped me get through some tough trials and that. Like, I come from a very not-so-great childhood background and things, so that sort of helped me get through a lot of difficult times. And I was able, you know, how people journal and stuff. Well, I did poetry.
And it got you through those periods. In fact, you would address in the beginning of this book, Loving Life, in the book you talk about addressing those who have been abused, mistreated, and misused. How important is that for you to reach out and help people going through those circumstances?
It's very dear to my heart. Like, I don't like to see anybody. A lot of people come to me and they say, well, you're a female, how can you take his side? But it's not about that. I'm against abuse of any kind, whether it's male, female, elderly, child, animal. Abuse is abuse, and it needs to stop.
Robin Hosking is our guest on the program. That's H-O-S-K-I-N-G. The book, Loving Life, Poems of Inspiration and Enlightenment. You'll find the book at writersrepublic.com in the bookstore. And you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Do you write poems from personal experience, all that you've gone through in your life, or do you get other inspirations for poetry?
I mainly write from inspiration. I used to write, like, seeing life, I used to write through experience, but as my poems developed and my writing has developed in that, I get more inspiration and it comes to me. So I mainly write from inspiration. I can't just, I've heard people say, oh, can you write me a poem? I can't work like that.
I can fully understand that. Not having poetry, to me, would be difficult enough, and to not be in the frame of mind and have the ideas flowing would be quite difficult. We mentioned the three books, all receiving the Plume Award for Literary Excellence. Were all of these inspired using the same inspiration, or each one a little bit different?
With book two, Living Life, I had stronger inspiration through my dreams, not always knowing what that meant. I would have to ponder upon them to find out. A lot of people, they would say, what do you mean? What do we think the poem means? You wrote it. And it's like, yeah, but the poem wasn't meant for me. The poem was meant for others out there. So when they read it, they'll know exactly how it helps them and that. But for me, I write it, I get that inspiration, and then I have to ponder upon it, and it's like, what is this poem really trying to say? So that when people ask me, I have the answers as to what that poem means or represents.
Mentioned before, you sort of have to be, have this inspiration, have this, these ideas flowing as you start writing poetry. How do you deal with writer's block when it doesn't happen? Maybe you've started a piece of work and you feel very good about it, but then you're not quite sure where to go from there. You've got the writer's block in this case. How do you deal with writer's block when the ideas just at that time stop coming?
Normally I wait, and if nothing starts happening, then I try pondering upon stuff, and if I still don't get anything, then I just start writing anything, and eventually the inspiration will start to flow again.
The book, the newest from Robin, is Loving Life, Poems of Inspiration and Enlightenment. You'll find all about it at writersrepublic.com in the bookstore. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Is it easier or harder when you write by inspiration? Talk about the challenges in doing it by inspiration.
For me, it's actually harder to write by inspiration. I know a lot of people think it'll be very easy because it comes to you, but the thing about inspiration is it flows very fast and abundantly, and it never stops. It's morning, noon, and night, and it's really difficult to keep up with all the information that comes to you. So it can be very difficult, a lot of sleepless nights.
Yeah, I can imagine as you're trying to complete the poem that you're writing. In writing these three books, was there one that really inspired you the most? We know what it's done for the reader. We can read the reviews and find out how well received they are. But any that really inspired you the most?
Oh, Rick, that's a really tough one. Because when I was writing one book, I was getting ideas for the other books. However, if I have to make a choice, I would say that Living Life inspired me the most. I got the most inspiration from Living Life.
You know, it's interesting what you get out of it. We know what we get out as a reader from the books, from your ideas, from the inspiration. It's interesting what the author gets out of writing this as well. Let's go back to after you finished that first book, and the first book was published, and you're on your way as a published author. Has your writing process changed, do you think, since that first book was published?
I really try to be more aware and conscious about how to word things. so as to not offend any one individual or any group of people, because my writing, I always try to keep in mind that my writing is meant to help everyone. So I have to be cognizant and take into consideration the fact that some things might offend certain people, and then I got to try to ponder and find out if I'm to leave that or if I'm to buff it up a little so as to not offend anyone or any group.
I want to talk a little bit about your writing process. How many hours a day do you write? Do you set aside time to write the creative part of your day?
Well, that depends on the inspiration again, Rick. It could be hours or it could be minutes. I can say that there have been a few times that I have written for about 10 hours straight.
Wow. So once you get going, you don't want to stop then. Is that writer's block? It's finding time to being able to stop for the day. It's amazing that that happens. Robin Hosking is our guest. That's H-O-S-K-I-N-G. This particular book is Loving Life, Poems of Inspiration and Enlightenment, the book available, writersrepublic.com of the bookstore. I'll mention the other two books that are available there as well. Let's talk about unpublished books. Do you have books that are ready to go? I mean, these three have done so well, receiving excellent reviews. Do you have other books that you're ready to publish?
I am currently working on 16 other projects.
Wow.
Of which are books, one of which is supposed to be, is going to be an art book. And then I've got 10 that are meant to be TV shows, if I can break into that field, and five of which could be either television or books.
That's amazing.
So a lot of work.
Well, yeah, you've got a lot of thoughts and ideas in reaching out and helping people. In this book, Loving Life, it mentions collected thoughts on loving life. What are your thoughts on loving life? And do so many of us miss the opportunities we have to love our lives?
To me, loving life is basically, you know, just not taking for granted anything, like just appreciating everything that you've got and not just saying, oh, I wish I could have that or I wish this could have happened to me, but appreciating it and being appreciated by those in your life and appreciating those in your life.
One of the chapters in your book, Loving Life, is Sorrow's Introspective. Talk about that and dealing with sorrows, dealing with bad situations in our lives.
Well, with that there, when that year I've lost a lot of family members. So it was that was a really hard year for me. But I learned, like, I honor them by remembering the things that they taught me and the time we had together, and I carry that forward, and I try to honor their memory. A lot of people want to push down sorrow. That's not the best way to go. We all have grief. We all have sorrow, and death is a part of life, and we just have to remember that they're always with us, and they'll always be as long as we continue to honor what we've learned from them while they were here with us.
One of the chapters, Inspiration on Happiness, talk about that and the role happiness plays in our lives. Then I want to ask you about gratitude as well, because you discussed that, and that's something that I read more and more. Gratitude really makes everybody feel better. We feel better, and the recipient of our gratitude feels well at all. The role of happiness and gratitude in loving our lives.
Well, like I said, no matter what happens, if you're happy, then nothing can get you down. Like, I mean, no matter what you're going through, hold your head up high, because just know that everything you go through, everything that happens to you happens for a purpose, and you're going through it for a purpose, because that's how we learn. If we don't go through it, if we don't experience it, we really can't help somebody else. And if we're going through something, then that's letting us know that there's going to be somebody down the road in our life. They're going to come into our life, whether it's a family or a friend of a friend. You never know. And then we're going to need that wisdom and that knowledge that we've been through and that we've learned in order to help them. And to me, that makes me happy to know that I'm always going to be able to educate and help somebody else, even though for me, it's a hard thing to go through.
Robin Hosking, our guest. If you're Googling, that's H-O-S-K-I-N-G. Book available at writersrepublic.com in the bookstore. This book is Loving Life, Poems of Inspiration and Enlightenment. A few minutes left in the program. As we wrap up, I'll give you all three of Robin's books. And again, available at writersrepublic.com and all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. One chapter is on celestial inspiration. Talk about the importance of having celestial inspiration in our lives.
Well, I find it very important to have celestial inspiration because there's more than us out there. I know there are some people that don't feel that, but whether it's energy or a God, or there's something higher than us out there. And without that, I just don't think there's any purpose. Like, you have to have something greater so that you can achieve and work towards that greatness.
With this book, Loving Life, Poems of Inspiration and Enlightenment, what do you hope the takeaway is when someone reads some of the poems in the book, when they read the book, Loving Life? What do you hope the takeaway is? What do you hope this does for the reader?
Well, I hope that it helps people with their life. Seeing that they're not alone, and that what they go through is for a purpose, and that it's there to help them to be able to help others, and we're all in this together. It's one endless circle. We're all links in the chain.
The book is so well done, a heartfelt anthology of poems and inspiration and enlightenment. The book is Loving Life. Robin's other books, which are available at Writers Republic, available as well. Seeing Life, Poems of Empowerment and Self-Confidence, as well as Living Life, Poems and Reflections. And the latest from Robin, Loving Life, Poems of Inspiration and Enlightenment. Robin, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. What's the feeling like, the satisfaction you get as you publish these books and you find that people are really inspired by these? You may have turned some lives around when you give them a different perspective on life. What does that feel like when you're touching people at that emotional level?
It's very humbling to me. Like my friend told me I should publish, and I didn't think my poems were that great. I'm like, nobody wants to hear from me or hear what I have to say. So it's very humbling for me, but I am truly, truly grateful that my work is able to help others in the world, and I hope they can find some comfort and confidence and empowerment and continue on not give up.
Yes, so important, the words, and the book is so important in many people's lives. It's a great gift. It's a great resource for yourself or someone that you want to reach out to and help. The book is, this book in particular, Loving Life, Poems of Inspiration and Enlightenment by Robin Hosking. That's H-O-S-K-I-N-G. Find the book at writersrepublic.com in the bookstore and her other books there as well. Robin, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Rick. It was my pleasure, and I am grateful.
Keep up the good work. A pleasure having you on the program. When book number 4 is available, we'll be able to talk about that as well. Robin Hosking, our guest, the book Loving Life. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.